remix I was doing at the castle. Did I prepare for the wrong remix? Prepare not okay. Is that right? Got to live in the right location. A man told his friend, "Our new rector is amazing." "Really?" "Yes. Last Sunday, he preached for only 10 minutes. "What happened?" "He accidentally said, 'Amen,' halfway through, and everyone stood up." Jesus says, "The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. The kingdom of heaven is like a yeast. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. The kingdom of heaven is like a pearl of great price. The kingdom of heaven is like a fishing net." That's quite a collection of images. So let me ask you, what do all these stories have in common? They all reveal that God's kingdom often works in quiet, surprising, and life-changing ways. In Jesus' day, a mustard seed was proverbially tiny. It represented the smallest beginning anyone could ever imagine. Yeast was equally surprising. Jewish women bake bread almost every day, and a small handful of yeast would quietly transform an enormous amount of flour. Hidden treasure also made perfect sense. There were no banks in the first century Palestine. People buried their valuables in fields for safekeeping, especially during wars or invasions. And pearls were among the most valuable possession in ancient world, far more precious than gold to many merchants. So Jesus took these ordinary images that every farmer, every baker, every merchant, and every fisherman understood. And so he said, "This is what God's kingdom is like." Let me ask you another question. What usually attracts our attention today? Our attention today, especially when we're watching television, what attracts our attention is the fastest. Right, the fastest robot vacuum cleaner that can clean the house, right? Or when it comes to electric vehicles, what is the one with the higher range? Not just 300, but 400, 500. Right? And what attracts the younger generation also when it comes to vehicles, what's the fastest? I was one day inside the Westfield Mall, and I think there I saw a car with pink and green pink, and it was in the parking lot and driving really, really fast. And what attracts our attention? First, the newest, the loudest, the biggest. Social media tells us bigger is better, faster is better, newer is better. Advertising tells us more is better. So the modern world tells us success, even those who are, I've been watching some bloggers, that success is measured by millions of followings, right? Success in the modern world is measured by possessions, by popularity. But Jesus says, no. The kingdom often begins with something very small. One act of kindness, one prayer, one invitation, one encouraging phone call, one faithful Christian. I know I have mentioned this story before, but now for the second time, if you no longer remember the story, let me share this story again. Many years ago, a young English woman named Gladys Aylward. Some of us are familiar with Gladys Aylward. Dream of becoming a missionary to China. There was just one problem. Gladys Aylward on the left. Every missionary society she applied to told her she was not qualified, that she's too small. They said she had little education and was not suited for the work. Most people would have given up. But Gladys believed that if God had planted the desire in her heart, he would make a way. He would make a way. So she worked first as a housemaid, saved every penny she could, and eventually traveled by train across Europe and Asia to China. A long and dangerous journey. At first, her ministry seemed very small. She welcomed travelers at a roadside inn, cared for children, and simply shared God's love one person at a time. Then, war broke out. Second World War. One day, Gladys led more than 100 orphan children on foot across the mountain to safety. It was an exhausting and dangerous journey, but every child survived. So, her life was made into a movie portrayed by Ingrid Bergman. And the title of the movie is The Inn of the Six Athens. We watched this movie when I was a seminar. So, looking back, people could easily focus on that remarkable achievement. But the truth is, it all began with one ordinary woman who simply said yes to God. So Jesus tells us that the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. It starts small, but grows beyond anything we can imagine. Most of us, my dear friends, will never lead 100 children across mountains. But I repeat, every act of kindness, every quiet prayer, every visit to someone who is lonely, every encouraging word to a grandchild or a family member or a neighbor may be the small seed God uses to change someone's life forever. Someone maybe today you are wondering, how come I'm the only member of our family attending church on a Sunday? But remember, as the Archbishop of Canterbury, William Temple, once said, the church is the only society that exists, the only organization that exists for the benefits of those who are not its member. That is the kingdom of heaven and earth, growing quietly, just like today, through ordinary Christians whose lives point others to Christ. It's your example, it's your witnessing that matters. So never estimate the power of your faithful witness, my dear friends. In God's hand, even the smallest seed can become a place of shelter, can become a place of hope, can become a place of delight. And that beautifully echoes today's gospel. God is not asking every one of us here to change the whole world. He is asking us to be faithful where we are. I repeat, God is simply asking us to be faithful where we are. Jesus also tells us about the treasure of the hidden, of a hidden. It tells us about the treasure hidden in the field and the pearl of great value. Let me ask you, if you happen to discover a treasure worth millions buried in your backyard, what would you do? You'd probably sell everything necessary to secure it, right? You will probably sell everything. You will do everything in your power to secure it. And that is exactly Jesus' point. When we truly discover Christ, nothing compares. Nothing compares. Our faith is not merely another part of life. Our faith becomes the very center of our life. And what might this gospel mean for us this week, my dear friends? Perhaps pray for someone every day, smile at someone who seems forgotten when you walk in around your neighborhood, or forgive an old hurt done to you by a family member, or maybe by a fellow parishioner. Encourage a grandchild, or a sibling, or a child, or invite someone to church. Read one chapter of the scriptures. These things may seem very small, but again, I tell you, God's kingdom has always grown through ordinary people doing ordinary things with extraordinary faith. Especially for many of you here this morning who have faithfully followed Jesus for decades. Never underestimate your witnessing, your prayers, your generosity, your encouragement, your example. May be the mustard seeds from which future generations come to know Jesus. And again, Jesus reminds us today, the kingdom begins small, the kingdom grows quietly, the kingdom is worth everything. And in the end, the kingdom gathers people from every nation into God's eternal family. So never think your prayers are too small. Never think your kindness and your generosity goes unnoticed. Never think your volunteer work in this church or your faithfulness is wasted. Because in God's hands, even the smallest mustard seed becomes a place where many find shelter. My dear friends, may we continue planting seeds of faith, trusting God to bring the plentiful harvest one day. Amen.